Nick Abbott on Talk Radio. Free call 0500 1053 89.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. What's this? Suddenly you changed all the music. You just thought it up and did it, didn't you?
I'm not changing it up.
Like Colonel Kurtz, you just thought it up and did it.
We're adding to it.
It's like a snail sliding along a straight razor. The horror.
A spear.
You know, someday, this war's going to end.
Charlie, don't surf.
That's the whole movie. In the wrong order. Join the dots, make a picture, win a major prize. 0500 1053 89. It's free call. It's Talk Radio. I'm Nick Abbott. And who's been waiting the longest? It looks like line three, and it's a chap called Paul in London.
Yeah, Nick.
Paul.
I've got a light bulb joke for you.
Oh, blimey. I don't really want to take any more jokes.
That's a good one.
Can I put you on hold? Can we tape him and then play it in later? Do we have the technology to do that?
We do, yeah.
Okay, do that. Because I've just had a bloke who told a joke, and it was a bit laborious, and it could have been told better, but I like the punchline. Now, you're still there. You're stroking your beard. They're tapping your bottom lip. Stop doing that.
Well, I'll have to teach him how to do it.
Think he can get his trunk around it?
Well, let's find out.
Or maybe we should just get rid of it.
Just get rid of it.
Paul!
Yep.
Go ahead.
How many goths does it take to change a light bulb?
How many?
Goths.
I don't know, Paul. How many goths does it take to change a light bulb?
Five. One to start and four to say, no, leave it, man. I like it better in the dark.
How many hippies does it take to change a light bulb?
Don't know.
It's dark? 0500 1053 89. It's a free one. It's Talk Radio. And how many, this is ridiculous. It's not a show about light bulb jokes. Although I was banging on about how odious and awful, or rather, I was agreeing with John Major, who said how odious and appalling and dreadful that people. I think there should actually be a law about what people can write in a newspaper. Just as there are stringent laws about what you can say on the air, there doesn't seem to be any law at all about what you can say in a newspaper. You can come out with the most appalling right-wing Nazi tripe and just totally get away with it. I mean, there are columnists who make a living doing that. I mean, fascistic, bigoted stuff that they come out with just to make a living. I mean, I'm appalled when I read this stuff. But sometimes they are good for a laugh. Kind of like Hitler. He told a good joke. Or not. Probably. But this is the front page of the Sun. Have you seen the front page of the Sun today?
No.
Boys. It's a picture of Her Royal Majesty the Queen.
Well.
Doesn't she look great?
Yes.
Yes. And she... It's in full colour, and she's... just read the copy. The Queen went walkies about yesterday and was handed by a pesky pooch. Guide dog Eve, a German shepherd, nuzzled up under Her Majesty's coat during a royal visit in Exeter. And there's a picture of the dog with its head in the royal coat. And the Queen looking a bit surprised. Down at it. So you've got a mental image of that, right?
Yes.
So there's the body of the dog, and the head is in her coat, and the Queen's looking down, looking surprised. Headline?
Go on.
How much is that doggy in the Windsor?
Oh, lovely.
And that's a good one, isn't it? Right, here's one. Oh, right. Okay, well, let's take a couple of these. Genuine contestants' answers from the ITV game show Family Fortunes. I may have done some of these before. Stop me if you've heard it before, okay?
Okay.
Something associated with pigs.
The police.
Oh, you've heard that one already, right? A non-living object with legs.
You've done it.
Something red.
You've done it.
Now, people who hadn't heard this last week will want to know. To a contestant who is a soup salesman.
Chips.
Something you beat. I think we're in new territory now,
aren't we? Yeah.
Okay, from now, please ignore the previous questions. Okay, genuine contestants' answers from the ITV game show Family Fortunes. Something you beat. An apple. A dangerous race. The Arabs. Oh, dear. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. A number you have to memorize. 7. Oh, I can't see now. Some famous brothers, Bonnie and Clyde. And something that floats in the bath, water.
Nick Abbott on Talk Radio.
Yeah. Where was Mike today, by the way? Normally he's in preparing for his show.
Oh, I think he had one of those important business meetings, you know, setting things up, project.
Importing, exporting, that kind of
thing.
Ducking and diving.
Pretty
much. Like a new watch.
Where
is my watch, by the way?
Mine broke.
Did it? And what brand was it? Don't tell them. 0500 1053 89. It's a free one. I should introduce our little cast and crew. Kev, who is not coughing quite as much as normal today.
Better this week.
Did you go to see the doctor like I told you?
No. No.
Does your mother listen to this?
Yes.
Mrs. Kev, you have got to tell your son to go to the doctor. He's a very sick man. In many and various different ways. Plus, you should tell him not to stay out all night. When was the last time you went to your flat? 3 days ago. Ring him up tomorrow, Mrs. Kevin, ask him what he was doing away from his flat for 3 days.
No.
Do you screen your calls? If he doesn't answer, he's actually in and he doesn't want to speak to you, Mrs. Kev.
No,
trust me.
The only time I screen my call.
What's her phone number? I'm calling her up right now.
If I'm expecting a call from you. Then I screen them out. I'll leave my mother out of this.
And then there's Sick Boy. How have the callers been tonight so far? You've been doing a tremendous job.
Yeah, pretty groovy people.
Your hair is still sort of a bright, luminous orange. You don't need one of those flashing lights on the back of your bicycle because, like cat's eyes, you illuminate yourself. You're like a great match.
Still looks like Bart Simpson.
Yes.
Thank you.
And then, of course, there's Nelly, who has so far done... What the hell have you done so far today?
Heavy metal.
Oh, yeah, there was that. You hate that, don't you?
Oh, it's lovely.
You like that?
Oh, yeah. Now you're going to get rid of it.
Has anybody remarked on the prominence of your proboscis?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay, still dreaming. Here's one in Renfrew. Oh, blimey, you're joking. Is it that time already?
Yep.
Oh, gosh, we've got a whole minute. Let's see if we can get rid of this bloke first. Ross.
Actually, I'm from Mars. Yum, yum, yummy.
Okay, so that was good. He had only waited a half an hour to say that. What an idiot. Okay, let's have some stupid news. A couple at random. Students at St. Austell College in Cornwall will soon be able to study night school subjects that include playing with spoons, making paper planes, and yodeling. Huh? And two young lovers found a tender trap when they kissed in a Copenhagen cinema. The braces of their teeth got locked together and it took doctors an hour to free them. One more. A cheeky thief stole radio equipment from a taxi firm and complained that it was no good and he was sending it back.
Make it happen and sounds like a cough, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's Talk Radio Satellite Weather.
Sounds like somewhere in Wales.
Yeah. Tonight,
yes.
In England and Wales will be mostly dry with clear periods, although there'll be a chance of patchy fog in places. Scotland and Northern Ireland will remain cloudy with patchy rain. You got your spoon there?
Yes.
Maximum temperature of 9...
Can I play my spoons while you read the weather?
9 degrees Celsius.
Well, you need 2, don't you?
And a minimum of 4 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow,
Oh, 4.
Tomorrow, a warm... No. tomorrow is... No.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
No.
Oh, the sun has got his hat on.
Yes.
Oh, I knew I'd get there in the end.
Tomorrow, a warm day in prospect, the whole... of the British Isles. England, Wales, and the southern half of Scotland will be cloudy. Bright intervals between showers, however. While Northern Ireland and Northern Scotland will also be cloudy. You don't care anymore, do you?
I hope somebody's writing all this down for PRS, because we have to pay for all of this stuff.
Cloudy with rain at times. Heavy in places. Maximum temperature of 18 degrees Celsius.
It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot.
At a minimum temperature.
It's too darn hot.
What is the minimum temperature going to be tonight? Tonight.
You mean tomorrow, don't you?
No, tonight.
Tonight.
Because when we go out of here, we go to the pub. Oh, I'm not going to sit out.
I'm not going to the pub.
Well, nobody's interested. You're not even invited. What temperature is it going to be when we leave this building tonight?
Four? Four.
Which is close to...
Five.
You're fired. When will I see you again, by the way?
Hello?
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 Yes.
What's going on?
You're going off.
No, there's
going
to be a new award for show with the scariest listeners, and you've already won it.
That was quick.
I get told that a lot. What is this show about? Do you know what this show's about, Eddie? See, there it is. There's the answer in a nutshell.
Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me. Hit me. Just as I leave a knee. Hit me, hit me, hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me slowly, hit me quick. Hit me, hit me.
I'm really into paper clips. There's so many sizes and varieties.
Really? Well, it's not the size that counts, Jeff. Or at least that's what people with really small paper clips say. La 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 la. Here, guess who's still on hold? I completely forgotten about you, eh?
Hi, Nick.
You've been on hold for about an hour.
Yeah, it's not long enough.
I'll put you back on hold. 0500 1053 89. No, that's just too cruel. Even to you.
Yeah, right. I better get on with it. You'll have it.
So what's up?
Right. First of all, I want to say I'm really gutted of some news about today.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the last Knight Rider tomorrow.
Oh, well, are they replacing it with,
The Incredible Oomph or something?
I thought that, what's that Boss Hogg, the program Boss Hogg?
The Dukes of Hazzard.
I thought the Dukes of Hazzard were coming back. Where are they?
No, I haven't heard anything about that.
Before Channel 5 came on the air, I read in a thing about what they were going to do, and they said the Dukes of Hazzard was going to be part of their weekend lineup. Missed out when the air date. So, where is it? Is it on cable? I bet it's on the damn Paramount Channel.
Never meaning no harm. Well, it's not comedy, is it?
Well, I seem to remember it was quite funny, but then I was sort of 12 at the time.
I think we should get a petition up about it. They ain't showed all of the series yet.
Is this Waylon Jennings?
It is, actually.
Is it? That's a pretty good guess, eh?
It was very good. He did the narration for the series as well. Reminds me of an old Ian Collins joke about Daisy Duke, which I can't
afford to
repeat saying it. The only way they
know how. So there was the woman who was wearing the hot pants, which was always astonishing to me. She was either inside them trying to get out or outside them trying to get in. And there was the two good old boys who'd never used the door. Well, what was that?
The door was welded on.
Welded shut. For what reason?
Do you remember the noise that the car horn made?
For ease of entrance, they welded the door shut.
The General Lee was the car. Do you remember the noise that the horn made?
Do we have that?
Sick boy.
No, you should have given that job to Nelly.
All right, Nelly.
With his amazing trunk.
Nice. He's shy, though, isn't he?
Can't make a noise with it.
I don't know about where you lived, but didn't everybody have that on the down cast that got outlawed in the 80s?
I missed everything you just said.
That General Lee horn, everybody used to have it on the car, and then they outlawed it, didn't they?
They did?
Because it was a noise nuisance or something.
They outlawed it. Even before Jack Straw got in, they were still restricting our freedom in any way that they could think up.
Yeah, and have you heard that they're supposed to be remaking the Sweetie?
They are? With who?
They don't know yet, but it's definitely going to be with John Ford and Dennis Waterman.
No, I wouldn't think they'd want to go back there again.
But isn't it sort of stuck in the 70s thing? You can't have it stuck. It's going to be rubbish, isn't it? But I mean, who would you pick to play on now?
Sweeney. It would have to be someone relatively vibrant. Of course, then you'd have to have the boss would have to be a woman. For a start, if it was in America, then it'd have to be a big black guy, because the boss of the police station is always a big black guy, and it's always the same one. And so the two blokes would be who's the Four Weddings and a Funeral guy?
Hugh Grant.
That's right, because in a fight he could take a couple of blows, no problem at all. Who else?
Me.
Hey,
you. That's right. I'd like to see you getting the stuffing beaten out of you.
Yes,
that's a good idea.
Well, why would that be a good idea? It isn't really, you know, they don't really...
But are they really going to make the Sweeney again? Who's going to make the Sweeney again?
It was very vague. It was on the Teletext News. It just says that a new deal is going to be signed to remake the 70s issue of the Sweeney.
Well, because people in television don't have a single new idea in their heads? That's why opened their arms and welcomed people like Chris so warmly to their bosom, because nobody in television has got a new idea at all.
Well, I've got a new idea.
You can make £10 million if you just come up with a new idea, because TV is desperate.
I've got one, I think. Why don't they do one about this talk show that has these like weird callers on it?
No, I've seen the movie and I know how that ends, but... But thanks a lot, Aid.
Have you seen that German? There's a German channel on Satellite. It's just a bloke taking calls in German. Have you seen that?
Well, no, first of all, I don't speak German. Second, I don't have a satellite channel. And third, why would you want to see... Please! Are you serious?
Yeah.
Does he take requests?
I don't know. I don't speak German.
Do you take requests?
It depends what they are.
Okay, here's my request. Get it! And that was the cue, Kev.
I know, I was...
Oh, blimey. What show are you actually working on?
I was doing something else.
What were you doing?
I was getting the ads ready.
Don't mind about the ads.
Well, it's slightly important.
Well, yes, but you're supposed to be producing what goes in between the ads. You great gonk.
Can I try that again, Nick?
I don't know if I've got the strength now. Hey, do you take requests?
I think, Nick. I think Kev should get nicked for that.
Okay. It'll do. Yeah. Say goodbye.
There you go. Gotta go. There's a call out.
Sorry, Dick.
Seems to be faint. He's getting fainter. This isn't a Sweeney.
Yes, it is.
And it's not loud enough. There you go. This is not actually the original genuine business.
Well, it's the closest I could find.
I'm sorry, but we only want the real thing.
Okay, then.
Can you go and get me a can of...
No.
Carbonated vegetable-based drink?
Only if you take a break.
Okay.
Nick Abbott on Talk Radio. Free call 0500 1033 89.
Are we back with sound? Okay, now anything could happen from now on, because Nelly, otherwise known as James, has taken over the desk. And Kev is hovering like some sort of mother over her brood.
Yeah, I feel like a producer now. I get to stand up and point. Yeah. Do this! It's great.
What is all this new music, by the way? And how come I wasn't... It wasn't discussed with me previously, because this music's crap.
This one is, yeah. But this one's a joke. This is actually... I was going to save this from Mike Allen. This is probably just what it is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think those are the psychics.
I knew you were going to say that.
The psychics have arrived. On cue.
This feels a bit odd standing
just
up.
As you would expect. Right, okay, let's take some calls, and it's 0500 1053 89. These people have been waiting forever. Are you still there, Aid? No. Why is it still on my board? Let's have a call about dead things in Birmingham. Nick.
Hey, Nick.
How's it going?
Ah, not bad. Bit of a apocalypse now. Night, isn't it?
Yes, a little bit.
I watched a snail crawl along the edge of a straight razor.
I've done that one.
Oh. Damn, should shoot in earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Dead things. Dead things, dead people.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love the smell of dead things in the morning, by the way.
It smells like victory.
Mm-hmm.
Bomb them dinks back to the Stone Age. Anyway, I digress.
That was it was a call from Robin Cook. Our Minister for Foreign Affairs.
He loves them.
Yes.
I found this article in the magazine about corpses.
Corpses?
Corpses.
Yeah.
Dead people.
Mm-hmm.
Can I read you an extract?
Well, which magazine is it?
I'm not going to name it.
Why not?
It's advertising.
Not really. I think that's the sort of thing you can name.
Oh,
sources,
right.
Yes.
Hang on, I'll just turn to the front. Focus.
Focus?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's a magazine of the 70s group from the Netherlands. We should play some Focus. How about Hocus Pocus or Answers, Questions, Answers or Sylvia or something like that? Let's get a bit of Focus on the air. They're all looking completely blank. None of them ever heard of it. They're all sort of barely out of pubescence and aren't familiar with that old hippy-drippy music.
You lost me.
Yes. Anyway.
Anyway. Undertaker Harold Klimberg was halfway through embalming a corpse when it sat up and started beating him.
That's not good.
Not really. Harold said, "None of my friends in the funeral business have ever had this happen to me," said Klimberg from his hospital bed. Can you imagine that?
Yes, I can, actually. Yes, I am. I've got a pretty vivid mental image of that, yes.
Of having your hand halfway up and suddenly face it up.
Please, let's not draw a photograph too graphic. Not too graphic, Nick.
Okay. And another one. A freak heat wave in August in 1994 led to so much revelry among the Romanians, it had a strange effect on the dead. 2 days of temperatures in the hundreds left mortuary attendants with exploding corpses.
What kind of magazine is this?
Focus.
Which is what?
Hang on. I'll read you the subheading. The original magazine for tomorrow's science.
And what does this have to do with science? Exploding dead people?
It's a interesting experiment for your chemistry set.
And where did you manage to pick this magazine up?
Well, in a certain boarded up window shop.
Well, it says people under the age of 18 might not want to enter this store.
Unless the Raymac is dirty and stained.
Something like that. Okay, thanks a lot, Nick.
Oh, Doug.
0500 1053 89. It's a free one.
Nick?
Yes.
Sorry, wait, what's your fax number?
It's 0541. What is this, a quiz?
Yeah.
59-69-79.
Correct, because this is the best fax we have ever received.
Well, don't you read it out, because you're crap at that.
But it's addressed to me. Thanks to Kev.
Yeah.
Ready for this? Dear Kev, you sound the most gorgeous man. I think I can guess what you look like. Are you fair-haired, chunky, cuddly, and a fab friend? Let's have more of you, please. In fact...
Yeah.
Can Nick have a tea break, and can we have you? I could be the girl of your dreams. I think she might be right.
Crazy. I'm crazy for feeling
so lonely. I think that's the operative words. So lonely. Desperate. Who's that from?
It's from Wendy.
Does she have her number on the fax?
No, but she lives in Holland as well, which could be a problem.
Holland?
Yes.
Really? And how does that sound? It's a woman from Holland who's desperate for you, Kev. You know what women in Holland look like? They're 6 foot tall, blonde, fit and tan.
Yeah,
I'm going to send her a picture of you, and she'll freak.
Someday. How's James doing, by the way? Sorry, how's Nelly doing, by the way?
He's, I don't know. How do you feel confident in your new role of running this show?
That's right.
He's not running it. I'm running it. He's just sitting down there pressing some buttons. I'm training him. He's in training. I get to stand up like the rest of the producers and...
Well, he's still smiling, but kind of nervously. Like, he's bouncing up and down and, the tension is in his shoulders. You're gonna be okay?
Yeah.
Are we due for an ad break now?
No.
Not yet. You know what you do every week?
What?
We should kill him off, and you can go, oh my god, they killed Nelly!
Yes. Nobody has any idea what that means. I think it starts at, well, let's not advertise. No, but it's South Park. It's a new cartoon series in the mold of Beavis and Butthead and The Simpsons and all that sort of thing. That is beyond, it's twisted beyond those two things. It's bizarre. Here is one in Barnsley. Nigel.
Evening, Nick.
How's it going?
All right. Have you seen price of CDs recently?
Yes.
What's going on? $16.99 for a CD.
$16.99?
Yeah, it's absolutely crazy.
What kind of CD was that?
It was a U2 CD.
$16.99? Was it a double CD?
No, it was a single CD, $16.99.
Was this in a chain or in an independent?
We were in a chain store, yeah.
Blimey, that's outrageous!
But same CD, exact same one, I could get it for $9.49 at an independent store, you know.
You want to support your independent outlets, Nigel?
I do. I've started buying tapes now, I mean. And then even tapes, $12.99.
Well, you stockpile those tapes because they won't be around for very long because they're being shunted out.
Oh. How much does it cost to make a CD? 50 pence?
No, not even that. You can buy a blank... About a year or so ago, a blank CD, because you can get machines that can record onto CDs.
Yeah. Right?
They're not very widely... available, but mostly people in the industry use them. And about a year ago, a blank CD for recording purposes, and you could only record on it once. It was like a photographic negative. You can only put one thing on it, right? £15 it was a year ago. Now it's 99p, including VAT. And this is buying them individually. So a company like one of the major recording companies, they probably cost a penny. A CD. And so to stamp it probably costs, let's be super generous and say 10 pence. And the packaging, you know, those, they call them, what do they call them? Diamond boxes? Is that what they call them? Those stupid boxes that CDs come in. And the two tabs on the end, which constitute the hinge, they break off. And you know those little sort of grippy things that hold the CD on? They all break and just dreadful, awful things. And so let's be also really super generous and say that the packaging, including the printing and all that sort of stuff, that's 50p. So it's about a pound at most to produce the CD, and they sell them for like £17. That's outrageous. It's a colossal rip-off.
Government said it about a year back, in one of these pledges, that they'd look into it and reduce prices. Nothing's happening yet, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, well, hold your breath for them to do anything that actually assists us in any way, because they're too busy trying to restrict our personal freedom. Once they get through with that, once we're all in chains or in prison, or, you know, we have our heads nailed to the floor so we can't actually do anything, and our mouths are taped shut and our hands are, manacled behind our backs, once they're happy that we can't actually, enjoy ourselves in any way whatsoever, then they'll get to, assisting us in some way. Around about the time that it's about due for us to go and vote for them again, I'm guessing. All right, thanks a lot, Nigel.
Yes.
And I know I've said this before, but you look at Music Week, and they're constantly bellyaching about, everybody's against us, and, people are saying that the CD prices are too high. Well, that's because they are. You know, you go to the States or... I don't really know what the price of CDs are in Europe. Anybody know what the price of CDs are in Europe? They couldn't possibly be more expensive than they are here. I'm guessing they're cheaper. And the same damn thing is about half the price in the States. And they say, that's because... I couldn't imagine what reason they come up with. Economies of scale. Oh, yeah, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. It's rubbish. We're being colossally ripped off. In every respect, with phones, it's a colossal rip-off. You know, local calls should be free in this stinking, backward, constipated country of ours. What's this, Kev? Am I supposed to read this out in the air?
If you want to, I just thought it was quite nice. Quite funny.
Dear Nick, I've written a computer program inspired by last week's program. It displays the message, "Your computer has performed an illegal operation." This may be because you do not listen to the Nick Abbott show. then you click on a button and it gives you information about the shows you present, both on talk radio and somewhere else. The program also includes instructions which allow blah, 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 to make the message appear after a certain amount of time. If you want, I'll send it to you on a floppy. Really? If anyone else is interested in his floppy, they can download it from... Oh, blimey, this address is, it goes on forever. http://www. That's too long. I can't read that out.
As you wish.
Well, if you're taping this, I suppose you can go back over this.
Oh, you shouldn't be taping it.
w2s.co.uk/TIMO/Nick/illegal.html. Don't ask me to repeat that.
Or go to a search engine and type Nick Abbott, A-double-B-O-T, and mail it to everybody you know.
Yes, or not.